conversation with somebody a couple weeks ago, and I don't remember how it came up, but just the conversation was pictures that you see of saints and Jesus and different people in the Bible, and they have halos around their head. At the time, I couldn't figure it out because the word halo is not in the scriptures anywhere. You won't find it. We had a class last Sunday in 2 Corinthians, and I realized that people did glow. That's where that came from. That's where that idea came from. It was Moses that went up into the mountain and talked with God. And when he came down, Aaron said that he was radiating. He was glowing. And they didn't want to go out and talk to the people with this glow on his face, so he put a veil over it. And I always thought about a veil just being something covered here, but it was his whole face that was glowing. It was from the top down. They didn't see his face after he talked to God, because when he would go into the tabernacle and speak with God and come out, he'd be glowing. He had a halo. And so then he would, when he relayed these words to the people, he put the veil over their face. When Paul uses this example of what happened in the Old Testament, of the way it was when God tried to get his words into people's minds. Mm-hmm. The scripture says that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. But then it says that the light shines into the darkness, and the darkness doesn't comprehend it. Well, darkness doesn't have intelligence. It has to comprehend something. It's got to be intelligent. So he's talking about people, that God has this deeper truth that he wants to share with mankind, but their mind is blinded and they can't receive it. They're in darkness. The darkness doesn't comprehend it. So there has to be a change that goes on within the mind in order to comprehend the light, the truth of God. And that's what Paul is making reference to. People had the understanding of what happened in the Old Testament. Paul says that what they had under the law, he said that was condemnation. They understood what sin was, but they couldn't get rid of sin. It pointed out what sin was, but the more you knew that there's cookies in that jar, I want one of their cookies, that's like a little kid, they want what's in that jar. Well, people understood what sin was, and evil would tempt them to break the law. So the law was their school teacher, it was good, it wasn't an evil thing, yet they didn't have the power to not break the law, and they had to continually confess on their sins and offer their sacrifices. And Paul says there was glory in that. And the evidence of it was Moses. He had some glory of God. The reason that he was radiating when he came down was because he was speaking with God. God said he would speak to Moses like a man talks to another man face to face. And that's why when Moses went up into the mountain or went into the tabernacle, he didn't have a veil on, because he was speaking to God. God was putting words in his mind. But when he went out to speak to the people, the veil went on. And Paul says that was a glorious thing that God was doing back there, but that glory doesn't compare at all to the glory of the new covenant, the glory of Christ. There's no comparison at all. And he says that people, even now, when they read the scriptures, it's no different. They still got this veil because they can't see what God was trying to do. They can't get the depths of what God was showing them. The law was just a shadow of good things to come, and they're still living in the shadow. They don't know what the truth of the gospel is. And it says that if we will allow the Spirit of the Lord, this deeper Spirit of Christ, to come within our mind, then this veil is going to come off. We're not going to be looking through God's Word with a veil anymore, but we're going to be changed into this same image that Christ had within his mind. And it'll be moving from what had been glorious to something more glorious. And the example that Paul uses later on, he says, if our gospel is hid from anybody, it's because they don't want to understand it. They're closing their mind. They're lost. They don't want to open their mind up to understand this. If God has called them to understand this and they don't want it, that's their choice that's keeping them blind in their mind. And he says that if they would just let this glorious light of the gospel of Christ come into their mind, and I think it says in the face of Jesus Christ, then this would all open up. And they'd have this Spirit of the Lord. And if you have the Spirit of the Lord, there's freedom. It's this freedom to know what's right and what's wrong without having all these things of the law telling you and not having the power to do it. It's a different thing altogether than what the Old Testament was. And so when we studied this last week, of the difference in the glory of the New Covenant from the glory of the Old Covenant, Moses came down and his face shone and he radiated. But when Paul was on the road to Damascus, he saw Christ and it was so bright it blinded him. That's the difference in glory. So no doubt Paul probably thought of that, you know, when he was writing all this down about this glorious light of the gospel of Christ coming into people's minds. He had a taste of that. God is light, and Christ had this gospel in his mind, and it was so bright that Paul couldn't look at it. It burned his eyes or whatever it did. For 3 days, he was walking around blind from that light. So the glory of Christ compared to the glory of Moses, you know, Moses glowed, but there's a lot of difference between glowing and a bright that says that it was brighter than the noonday sun. Now that's bright. So the image of changing from glory to glory, the Old Testament to the New Testament, is just such a plain picture that Paul understood it. He understood that glory that Moses had was going to be done away with, and this glory of Christ, that's something that's different, and it says that we can grow into that. We can move into that by letting our mind be open to the gospel of Christ and let the word shine into our mind. And then it's not going to be our face that glows, but the image that Christ had in his mind was the image of God. Amen. And he didn't walk around glowing. That was another thing that happened when he went up on the mount with the apostles. They saw a vision of Christ. And he glowed. He had a halo. It says that his clothes were brighter than you could get them clean at the laundromat. You couldn't get clothes that clean. He glowed. So here's another case where God uses this visible picture of light as a picture of his word. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So the word of God is the light. Moses got the word of God when he went up on the mountain. So he glowed. Christ had the word of God, and he shines brighter than the sun.